Now, the rest of the story. Would you be willing to make believe with me for just a few minutes? To pretend with me that the United States of America has no constitution? And we're going to start from scratch? We're going to invent the most democratic freedom. We're going to invent the best constitution in the whole world. And then we're going to compare it to what we already have, okay? Now, what human rights would you want included in this world's most democratic constitution? You'd want basic freedoms, of course. You want freedom of speech. You want freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, right? Well, now, wait a minute. As long as we're beginning at the beginning, let's be more specific. Let's constitutionally guarantee the accessibility of television and radio for the average citizen to practice his freedom of speech. Let's make printing presses and paper publicly available. As we ensure the right of the religious to worship, let us also constitutionally grant the atheist his right not to worship. Right? Now, you mentioned freedom of assembly. Let's not leave it there. Let's talk about the freedom to organize street processions, to organize public demonstrations, things like that. I know. It may sound as though we're bending over backward to permit too many freedoms, but remember, this is our opportunity to author the ultimately democratic Constitution. Let's make everybody absolutely equal before the law, and I mean everybody, regardless of race or creed or education or nationality or nature of occupation or social status or sex. I mean, let's directly ensure equal rights for women in this Constitution of ours. And let's spell out the inalienable right to privacy. Now, what about the environment? We might devote an entire constitutional article to the conservation of resources, matters ecological, our rights to pure water and clean air. We must not neglect the right of political asylum to foreigners, nor the right of citizens to vote for the candidates of their choice, even on matters of national policy, especially the right of political criticism. That should be specified in this ultimately liberated and liberating Constitution. Or can a Constitution do it? I mean, can a Constitution actually realistically guarantee all these freedoms when the true power is placed in the hands of the interpreters? For you see, the National Constitution we've just discussed already exists. All of the human rights that I've just mentioned have been technically guaranteed for many years, and are, in fact, constitutionally insured. And yet this ultimately free society, carefully outlined on paper, in what has been called the most democratic constitution in the world, is an undelivered promise for the freedoms of speech and press and religion and assembly and all of the rest, everything you've just heard. Clear declarations in the National Constitution of the Soviet Union. And now you know the rest of the story.